That was a sound that was repeated over and over again on Memorial Day. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. That truly is what the reason was for our long weekend, the fact that we are remembering those who served with so much courage and served so that we could continue to thrive in the life that we enjoy here in these United States, meaning the freedoms that we drink up every single day that, you know, I think sometimes we take for granted. It was a good, good reminder of how many people have sacrificed to continue to allow the United States of America to flourish. So bravo to all those families, to all those people, to all those veterans, and to so many people who keep putting on events to recognize, to honor, to do what they can to say an attaboy for people who are serving and people who served and gave their life. Coming up this week on America Tonight, we'll be talking about a lot of different things, zigging and zagging, as we are want to do here on the show. From a cruise ship that had to cancel after a fire, here we go again, to what are we doing now in Iraq? What can we do as Baghdad continues to explode? The latest is dozens of people dead, car bombs ripped through Baghdad markets, about 13 different ones in Shiite neighborhoods. It was nasty, nasty stuff. Nobody flat out claimed responsibility, but Sunni Muslim Islamist insurgents and Al-Qaeda's Iraqi wing have been increasing a lot of the attacks that they were holding back on since the beginning of the year, and usually it's in Shiite districts. Remember, this was the problem in Iraq to begin with, the three-headed monster. I say that because of religion being the separator in the Middle East so much, Kurds, Shiites, and Sunnis especially, and the tension has worsened since we left in 2011. It's not often attacked, but you think about this. More than 700 people were killed in attacks in April. These are stats from the United Nations. It's the highest monthly toll in 5 years. So it is fragile to say the least. 300 have died in May. Sunnis started staging a bunch of protests against the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who's a Shiite. They accuse him of marginalizing their group since the fall of Saddam Hussein, and that goes back to 2003. Do you believe it's been that long? And these are exactly the things that if you rolled back America Tonight, if you rolled back probably a lot of the talk shows, they'd be talking about what are the possibilities that once we leave, here's what we'll return to. I hate to be negative. I hate to think of it that way because I think of the people who lost lives. I think of the sacrifice that was made. Think of this new kind of warfare where we had so many guys that came back damaged with post-traumatic stress disorder and those who came back missing limbs and had to go through a phantom limb process and a readjustment and all the things that are entailed with that. And why? Why? We wanted Baghdad, for goodness sake, when we left, to not become what it was before. And unfortunately, it seems as though it keeps going back and back in that same direction, the same direction. Bombings on the mosques of both Shiite and Sunnis. Last couple of months, terrible. And this is the same kind of violence that killed thousands in 2006. So not good news to hear that more people were killed by these bombs. Seems like every week we're talking about some kind of bomb. I was stacking up the headlines and remembering, oh, yeah, that's right, a couple of weeks ago, 200 people dead. Oh, yeah, that internet cafe thing. Oh, yeah, those explosions. And that's not good news at all. This is a crazy story. You know, when we talk about thanking people for their service and you think the Korean War, you think 50 years, you roll back the clock and think 50 years and where are we? We've got an American tour operator who was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor in North Korea. He started his sentence at what they call a special prison. Kenneth Bay stood trial last month, and they accused him of hostile acts. He's from Washington State. He was convicted of an attempt to topple the government through state subversion. That's what they're calling it. Baloney, he's a tour guide. He'd always been able to go where he goes. He's one of at least three other U.S. citizens who are devout Christians to have been detained by North Korea in the last couple of years. Was he doing missionary work in North Korea? Possible. Possible that that could be happening. And he's a guy who has those Korean roots. Now detained, now in big trouble, now doing or soon to do hard labor. I cannot imagine what that means. I mean, I visualize it in my head. He's a tour operator guy. He's helped a lot of people, and he's stuck. He's stuck. Kim Jong-un wants nothing to do with any kind of diplomatic relation, and as that continues to happen and not letting someone in, it puts him in that precarious spot. He is nowhere land, nowhere man land at this point. You have to feel for him. And he may be there for a very, very long time unless there's some clever way to extract him. And there's no clever way to get into North Korea and do that. It has to be through a diplomatic ends, meaning that somebody goes and they talk and they have a conversation with Kim Jong-un and try to get him to release him. Bill Clinton seems to be that guy, but he doesn't have the connection there like he did with the father. So it's just a little bit different. A little bit different, but very sad to think about that. All right, immigration on the minds of a lot of people, because before the Senate left, they did talk about immigration. They did talk about reform. And 30 hours of debate in the Senate Judiciary Committee earlier this month happened. They're looking for a floor debate as another shot to include some other priorities in a final bill before all of the overhauls have fallen flat. All of them. And now here's another one that could pass or maybe doesn't pass. They have to have the numbers. Have to have the numbers. And it's interesting because we're getting to June. That means the Supreme Court is expected to hand down its decision on the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act at the end of the term in June or early July. A favorable DOMA decision for gay rights activists. What does that mean? It would resolve what they see as discrimination written into immigration law. Ooh, but there's no guarantee of that. It does pave the way for some big, big changes. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Ushered in summer with Memorial Day. Usually you mix in a vacation in the summertime if you're lucky, right? Well, I saw this deal. It was in the Wall Street Journal. I think it was called an Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development's Better Life Index. So basically, who has the better life? That's what we want to know. They do an index. Australia is the top spot for the third year, ahead of Sweden, where our friend Lovisa lives, also known for its high living standards and big-time, robust economy. Canada is also there and reaping the benefits. So number one is Australia, the better life. Go to Australia. Sweden is number two, and Canada is in the mix as well. The high ranking, though, is based on individual governments and sources and economy and all that kind of stuff and unemployment numbers. So you've got Australia, Sweden, Canada, Norway is four. Our friend Saul lives there. I was thinking about him. He's going to come back on the show. Switzerland is five. We are sixth on, for developed economies, we are sixth on the list. Why are we six on the list? Because people would rather live in one of those other countries. The consumer confidence wanes in the U.S. I guess the deal is the average household net wealth is estimated in the U.S. $32,178, and that's well below the living average of what we see in other countries, which is over 40. And that's one of the big reasons why it's the economic factor. All right, RC in Illinois. Hey, RC, how you doing?
Hello, sweetie Katie. How you doing?
I'm so glad to hear from you. Life's treating you good?
Not too bad for today.
Good.
Anyway, as I said to you not too long ago, we need to invoke the memory of Sam Irwin. And investigate the IRS with a special prosecutor.
No kidding.
I think the other things may fall in line. First of all, pardon?
Yeah, so what we need is an independent guy who can drill down the way he did.
That's it.
Yeah, I agree. That way, I mean, as he did, that you could just be dogged and you don't have to worry about being attacked as being partisan this or whatever. And there's certainly people that can do that, and that's what has to happen. Let's get to the bottom of it. Give us names, what happened, what was said. It's too nasty.
Sweetheart, you are so spot on. It's amazing, as you always are. Okay? I mean, first of all, I want to wish everybody, I know it's over now, but happy Memorial Day to all of our fallen men and women who've served this country and those who are still serving. Okay? Now, let's get to some issues here. First of all, we're never going to beat people in their indigenous place. The Russians spent all this money in Afghanistan. They couldn't whoop them.
Mm-mm.
What made us think we're going to do that? And you know, these people, they've been fighting each other for thousands of years.
That's right.
Okay, so that's the way that goes. Now, I'm going to let all that go. Let's go to something. Fix my bones, but your expertise in the sporting world, I need your opinion, if you don't mind. Okay, well, you know.
Let's hear it.
Anyway. I've always felt that Fuzzy Zoller got a bad deal in his remarks after the Masters in 97, I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay, is that, now, you clarify this if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you won the tournament this year. Mm-hmm. You get to announce what you want to eat the next year.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. Well, he just, and Fuzzy Zoller was at the time one of the most dynamic guys on the tour. All he said is, and I saw the interview or post interview,
mm-hmm.
said, have him, you know, cheeseburgers or whatever, whatever those people serve, no fried chicken, no mashed potatoes, and no greens. And that, in my interpretation, is what he said. And he got vilified for that. I mean,
well,
Austin, go ahead.
He got vilified for the fried chicken remark about, you know, the remark and then what happened with Woods winning. And so here's what I would agree with you on. I really believe, and only because I think really, RC, and this isn't name dropping, it's just because of how my career was, I covered the seniors tour a little bit when I was in California and when I was in Texas, and I talked to Fuzzy many times. He was one of the easiest guys to talk to, and he was not at all a racist guy to me. Fuzzy made jokes, everybody liked Fuzzy, and I think it's that age of, you know how many, he was in that transitional phase of, oof, now we are PC. You said that remark. Did you mean it that way? And that whole thing. And that's why he fell all over himself and apologized for 15 straight minutes because he couldn't believe that had happened. He didn't think it was a big deal. And it just blew up. And imagine now, I mean, it's magnified even more, but that's what happened to him. He got tripped up partially because of how the magnifying glass was.
Well, I mean, he's an easygoing guy.
Yeah,
and he always was.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And they kind of stomped on it.
They did.
You know, and this whole thing with Montgomery and Sergio and stuff like that, it's Jesus. I don't think Tiger Woods, well, maybe he does. Just a situation that let it go.
Yeah, I don't think Tiger Woods, I think Tiger Woods doesn't care. I think he doesn't, it's not. If he were in an interview and was asked the questions about that, I think he would let that go. I don't think it's about that at all.
Well, he would, because I once played Tiger Woods in a golf match when he was a little kid. And, okay. And his dad was very stern. I can understand why this little kid grew up to have some wrapped stuff around his head bone.
Right.
Okay. It's just that, it's just have those two guys sit down and talk about it and end it. That's simple. That's
mm-hmm.
simple. But
mm-hmm.
elder competitors, you know about competitors.
You
covered sports.
Yeah.
Some of them got egos and they clash. They're not going to give it up. So I wish this would all go away. But like I said, Fuzzy, you've talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one day at Pebble Beach, sitting there, Fuzzy comes over and Peter Jacobson and Tom Kite, and they're affable people.
Yes, I agree with you. Absolutely. The guys that you mentioned, too, it's funny, RC, and we're so glad to hear from you. It's funny that you mentioned that crew. But those guys are all super, super nice. They're nice to fans. They're, appreciative of the wins that they've had and the things that have happened to them. They get choked up now when they get close. I think of like a Tom Watson. I think Tom Kite, he's a great example of that. But it's a different, melding the errors from before and to now, it's different the way things are played out. And with Sergio Garcia, he definitely has a rivalry with Tiger Woods. He definitely is not crazy about Tiger Woods for some of the reasons that you just mentioned, because he wants to win. There's an ego thing. There's all of that if you're competitive and you're an athlete. But the bottom line for me is the guy who really made it worse, and I'm not a big fan of Colin Montgomery's. I think he's a sniper, and I think he loves to do what he can to stir the pot with Americans. So he has that whole British stiff upper lip and ready to jab us at any moment. That's why he gets big thrills in playing against the Americans when we're talking about Ryder Cup stuff. So Colin Montgomery, I think he made little jabs on purpose. And I say that the CEO of the European Tour is so stupid for what he said, because he just doesn't get it. Why would he even step into the middle of that? But that's typical of the attitude, I think, on the European Tour. So that's how they made it even worse and kept the train going, and it should have never gotten that far. It should have been just stopped dead in its tracks right from the beginning. Hang with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If things go well, it could be up and running by mid-June. A plan has been developed by the Department of Transportation using temporary steel girders to restore 4 lanes on this same corridor where the bridge actually collapsed.
Governor Jay Inslee talking about the Washington Bridge collapse. Hey, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you on what's left of this Memorial holiday. Washington State is going to install it within weeks, the temporary fix, to see what they can do. If you have that much money at stake, they're going to figure out a way. And the governor announced that on Sunday, that the temporary spans will be installed along the river by probably mid-June if the plans go well, because you got barges with equipment to remove the bridge and the cars and the water that came to the site, and they were doing that on Monday. They are looking with 3D laser scans to study what made the collapse, you know, what remained of the collapsed bridge. You had the National Transportation Safety Board, that the head of the NTSB saying, you know what, this is a wake-up call as to the safety of our infrastructure. This is it. I mean, this is what we're looking at here. Why do these bridges collapse? What's, you know, what's going on? So the Washington State collapse was the truck carrying the oversized load, but you just heard, obviously, there, talking about the fact that the reason is measurements. You got to have the correct measurements for sure. Otherwise, what do you think is going to happen with these drivers? Because they know how much they need to clear, and they were using the areas. Excuse me. So they have to inspect the spans left standing to make sure they're safe to use, and they're going to lower the speed limit than the 60 miles an hour they had before. Now, the good thing here is that the 3 people thrown in the water by the crash survived. That's the good news, that there weren't people killed. But the fracture critical bridges, you know, if there's one vital component, if one of it's compromised, they can just crumple just like that. So it may be more bridges are going to be checked for measurements, heights, that kind of stuff. And, you know, we've seen, like, this is not the first thing that's happened. We've seen several of these happen over the last 10 years. We've seen other collisions. And, I mean, it's scary. It's scary to think of how vital this bridge is and what it means when this bridge is, you know, is taken out. So there's a list of risky bridges. And the bridges, this list has been around, some of this this list has been around for a while anyway. And one that's, besides now that we've had this Washington thing, this is a major area and a major thoroughfare for what happens with commerce. Some of the other bridges is not quite as dramatic from that point of view, but it is in the sense of how many people travel over the bridge. Now, how old is the bridge? How has it been reinforced? Is there, you know, what kind of water are we talking about? How is it, where is it surrounded? That kind of stuff. And that's where it gets dicier in trying to figure that all out. What makes it risky in the first place? And usually it has to do with that one element. And now Washington State is raising the concern again. But Washington State isn't the only place. I have a friend that lives in Los Angeles, and she talks about some of the structures in L.A. and how bad they are. Interstate 10, there's the average traffic, 320,000 cars daily. And you should see the structure. It looks like it could collapse immediately. I'd be very worried about it. A lot of the stuff is in L.A. There are a couple of overpasses that are, so this doesn't have anything to do with water, but it looks like they have never been worked on. There's one in Denver County in Colorado. I've been over this, but it's been a long time. It's Interstate 25, and it crosses the South Platte River. And it's a cool-looking bridge. Small bridge, and it almost looks like a sort of a little loop in the middle, but it is old and it is risky, they say. In Maryland, in Baltimore, Maryland, how many of you have been on Interstate 695? It crosses Route 26. The amount of traffic every day, 190,000 cars or SUVs, that kind of stuff. That's the kind of traffic they're getting there. There is also another spot along Interstate 695 crossing Milford Mill Road, and this looks like it could collapse at any moment. Where I grew up, Camden County, New Jersey, this isn't a shock. Interstate 76 crossing Newtown Creek, 190,000 cars. That's the average daily traffic. It's in Gloucester County, New Jersey. There's another one further north, Morris County, New Jersey. That's also another shaky site. It's Interstate 287. It crosses a popular area called Eden Lane, and a lot of people go there every day, about 180,000. See, that's the thing. The wear and tear on how many people cross an area is big. During rush hour, how much is it used? Now, some of your bigger bridges, and which is what I'm not mentioning, your Verrazano's, that kind of thing, they pay for that. They make sure they're taken care of. So they don't sit in the same condition that some of these areas that are heavily trafficked but smaller bridges do. And that's why they don't get attention when you have 100-some bridges, 1,000-some bridges, because that number keeps going up, that are in desperate need of reinforcement. How do you decide? Well, it's the state. The state has to come up with something. because federally, you're not going to get that federally. But I think it's scary. I think it's scary when you just see the bridge, whether or not, you know, hey, the truck comes through, it's, couldn't this have been solved? But it points out some of the weaknesses. And to me, that is what's so frightening. Think you have your kids, you're just going back and forth on that area and not thinking twice about whether or not your car is going to end up in the river. Not thinking twice. To me, that's frightening. Very frightening. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, buddy movies, the best buddy movies of all time. The reason I bring this up is because of what I said about the box office. Fast and Furious 6, Hangover 3, of the two, what is the better buddy movie? Well, the world has spoken and said Fast and Furious 6 is just a little bit better this time around, believe it or not. And Hangover 3, highly touted, did not pull in the kind of money they thought it was going to pull in, like what happened when they made the second Hangover. And remember, Fast and Furious, I said, is Fast and Furious 6. That's crazy. Whew. Six time is definitely the charm for that movie. It has its audience. And maybe there's something about the fast cars, and a lot of young people go to that. And what, no matter what the plot is, it's going to find its rhythm. It's going to find a big chunk of the demographic that wants to go and see it. So now you've got these summer duels, these showdowns for big movies, big movie budgets, and you have Fast and Furious 6 at $120 million, while The Hangover, $51.2 million, is what they pulled in this week. So hands down, Fast and Furious is number one, at least from that perspective, on the buddy movie list. What do you think are the best buddy movies? Stand By Me, does that ring a bell with anyone? How about Apocalypse Now? I don't know, that's not a light buddy movie. How about Deliverance? Not a light buddy movie either. I'm thinking you may have more to throw in on the buddy movie thing. I mean, there's so many. That theme, the idea of the best friend doing something, whether outrageous or taking a vacation or, you know, whatever it is. Could there be a more popular premise? I mean, even if you force yourself to watch network TV for a night, you'd come up with a bunch of different buddy movies. You'd come across them for sure. And they even had the one television series, Bosom Buddies, which Tom Hanks was the very, very young co-star, and if you ever see the repeats on a thing called TV Land, then you know what I'm talking about. And that's a buddy movie. That's a definite buddy movie. But I like my buddy movie the best. And I'm getting set to tell you what my favorite buddy movie is. You can email me yours just for fun. We're going to lighten the load, americatonight.net. Or give us a call at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. How about Thelma and Louise? That's not my best buddy movie, but that's the buddy movie, not guys, women, but that would count, I would think. Yeah, I think it counts. Better than Fast and Furious 6? We'll be back.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness. Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show, June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com. Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase. The Social Prepper Trade Show, presented in part by GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
They give you
20 grand, man. And of course, I still get to keep the rug.
Just for making the handle?
Yeah. They gave do the beeper. Also, whenever these guys call.
What's during the game?
Oh, I told them if it was during league play.
What's during league play?
Life does not stop and start at your convenience.
I figure it's easy money. You know, it's all pretty harmless. She probably kidnapped herself.
That was a scene from The Big Lebowski. A couple of things you heard there. That's my favorite buddy movie. If you were talking about buddy movies, meaning, you know, The Hangover 3 is getting crushed by Fast and Furious 6, what would you say is the best buddy movie of all time? Hands down, best buddy movie. Matt, what's your favorite best buddy movie?
I think of newer ones, probably Superbad or Pineapple Express. But of older movies, I was a big fan of the Lethal Weapon movies growing up.
Ooh, that's good. You have Mel Gibson and Danny Glover.
Right.
Yeah, and they were good. The first one was great. Yeah, the first one was great. You know, because this movie Hangover was coming out, a lot of people were talking about buddy movies. 48 Hours, Nick Nolte, Eddie Murray.
Tommy Boy, that's another good one.
Tommy Boy's a great one. I love that movie. And I wouldn't, just by the title, I wouldn't have thought I liked it, but I sat and watched it and I loved it. You could say The Last Boy Scout, that's Bruce Willis, and Damon Wayans. That was a pretty decent one. If you went a little old school, Twins, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
What about really actually old school Grumpy Old Men?
Yeah, Grumpy Old Men would work. Yeah, absolutely. Here's one for you, too. This is a little old school, but not old, old school. But Tango and Cash. Somebody made me just watch that. It was Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell. It was pretty decent, actually.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Yeah, it's good. It's pretty good. It's not, I think it's one of the better things Sylvester Stallone was in. Both of them were good in it. It's good. It's the premise, the cops, they're cops and, you know, whatnot. Of course, another one that would probably pop up on a lot of people's radar, the Blues Brothers, John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd. There's some funny, funny things there. The buddy concept is big. And you can tell that because when you're combing around for movies, and you just, if you type in anywhere, buddy movie, it'll come up and you'll see the amount of movies using that premise in some way are pretty big. In fact, usually there's that relationship in more movies than you think. The Hangover is definitely a buddy movie. The Hangover 3. And the movie was inspired by real events. A Hollywood producer went missing from his Vegas bachelor party. He blacked out and he woke up in a strip club, and that's what happened. This is kind of what happened here. They made it highly more exaggerated, but it turned out that that first movie was such a box office bonanza. It grossed $467 million. Wow. You can't argue with those kinds of numbers. So then it spawned two and now three, and three is quickly falling into a category of, oops, just a little too much. Just a little too much. How about Wedding Crashers? I love Owen Wilson. I mean, you have to go back to 2005. Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah. That's another good
and
one.
And Vince Vaughn.
And that they got a new movie coming out, too. The, was it Interns?
Google thing. Yeah, yeah. Interns. Yeah. Where they go to work for Google. And they have good chemistry, so I think they're pretty good, too. Then some people might put this on their list, and I really like Jeff Daniels, but Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels did a movie in the 90s called Dumb and Dumber. And I don't know if that would make my list, but it probably would make some people's lists. It was the classic guy-friend movie, Get in Trouble. Here's another one that I would say falls into the category of buddy movie, and I still like this movie, and you got to go back to the mid-80s for this. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You have to be in the right frame of mind to watch it. If you haven't seen it, it still is worth seeing this. It is. It is still worth a look because there's some funny, fabulous moments in it, and the whole idea of escaping reality, escaping school, and then thinking you're not going to get caught and all of that. Some people would give Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction a nod. Samuel L. Jackson and John Travolta, that really hit its mark with a lot of people, and that's a bros hanging out. Or The Sting, if you went into the 70s, Newman and Redford, even Swingers, which we brought up Vince Vaughn before with Owen Wilson, but Vince Vaughn and John Favreau, that was a big movie, and it did really, really well at the box office. And you could
One of my old favorite movies.
Oh,
I forgot about that one.
It's so good. It is a really good movie. Another one that's, I don't know, I kind of liked it, but I'm sure people find it appalling in some ways, Fight Club. Brad Pitt and Ed Norton. I thought they were both good in that movie. The movie itself, was about Fight Club in it. So there was some, it was pretty violent in some scenes, but it was good. I still say it was a good movie. Here's a good one from the 80s that would make my list too. And at the time did pretty well at the box office. Is definitely a rental still. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John Candy was a great guy, no longer with us. Great comedian who had timing that was impeccable, and almost anyone they threw him with, he did pretty well.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
All right, listeners, the point is, I can't believe the buddy movie that did so well, Hangover 3, is bombing at the summer box office, because that's what it is, while Fast and Furious 6 Fast and Furiouses is killing it. Over $115 million, and it's set to make more. It's only the first week. And the fact is that all together, it's made more than $1.5 billion so far. I mean, it's a franchise. It's a factory. It is a mega, mega hit. And I guess there is definitely a buddy theme to that one, too. A lot of buddies. But also the idea of the cars and something about the fast cars. And if you went through and started at 1 and went all the way through 6, I think that's, especially guys, this absolutely hits that wheelhouse. Young guy, bombshell women, slick, nasty bandit, that kind of stuff. If you think of all of them, that's why it works. That's why The Rock, Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, throw him in there. And that's what you're going to get. You know, you're going to get the interest. And then, of course, Michelle Rodriguez is huge still. She's the ultimate bad girl in Hollywood, but she works with these guys. It works. Then you throw in Eva Mendes. You said there's some other people that have been in this past one. But Inside Six is just crushing it. And Hangover 3
is... There's 30 people in that movie, I think.
Do you recognize it? Could be Where's Waldo? Who is it? How about Rush Hour? Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker is funny. He's in that one. That's pretty good. And then my brother would tell you that this movie is hilarious. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. I don't know. I'd have to say that that's not really my cup of tea. Superbad though works for me. Exactly. Do you want to get high? Superbad works for me. I like Superbad. Jonah Hill is hilarious. Michael Cera, he's funny too. All right, so there you have it. Best buds, best movies. Profound, profane, provocative, fun, I guess. There's all kinds of elements that work. Anything to escape our own realities, right?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.